Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA, of course. We'll talk about it if it makes sense nationally, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. So that's exactly what we will do. So again, welcome into the show. Also want to welcome in my girl, Noelle. Noelle's been, she's been rocking with everybody else. She don't rock with me no more, man. It's been a minute. No, I'm just kidding. But Noelle, appreciate you holding me down on the other side of the glass. And again, looking forward to bringing you a great show as we dive into the world of high school sports. Noelle, have we seen each other? Yeah, I think we've seen each other since the new year began, right?
Yeah. Usually every morning, you know, I say good morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It just day as I walk out the door, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just so hard to kind of remember sometimes. I know it's been a few weeks now, but like, who have I seen? Who have I not seen? So yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, it's usually a quick pass for you and I in the morning.
Yeah, but, I passed the baton off and get ready for the hometown.
Right. So good deal, man. Well, hopefully you had a, I don't think we've had a chance to talk. Hopefully you had a great holiday season and the new year is already off to a good start for you and whatnot. I know you're getting excited because WNBA is right around the corner. Shout out to the Atlanta Dream selling out the season months ahead of the season starting, so that's big ups for them on that. And of course, they got a new head coach coming in, or that's, you know, going to be taking over this year. So hopefully, big things ahead for the Atlanta Dream. Wasn't a big night for the Hawks tonight, unfortunately, as you just heard, they fall to the Detroit Pistons. Still a game above 500. So and hopefully, they can bounce back tomorrow night. They host Toronto. That game you can catch again right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 7, tip at 7:30. All right? So that's enough on the pro side because, again, we only got an hour and we got to show love this entire hour to the world of high school sports. So coming up to...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tonight on the show, our player profiles got a chance to catch up with Tyler Herring, wrestler for the Woodstock Wolverines wrestling team, been following him almost his whole high school career, and he's been having a phenomenal high school career. Recently reached 150 wins, so we'll talk about that. You'll hear that in the conversation. Also sat down or caught up with Reese Hickey of the Mount Vernon Mustangs softball team. Got a chance to watch her a couple of times this past season. She wrapped up her high school season. Didn't end the way they would have wanted it to end, but still a great season for them and a great high school career. She's headed to Samford in the fall. So great conversation with her as well. And, of course, you know what we always do each and every week with the prep roundup, where we shout out some of the accolades and accomplishments of student athletes, coaches, all that good stuff, and recap the week. So without further ado, why don't we just go ahead and get into what we do, and that is the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty. In the world of high school football, few coaching changes. One of the ones, though, that probably caught a lot of people off guard was Langston Hughes Panthers head coach Daniel Boone stepping down and announcing he was taking over at Northside Warner Robins. So congratulations to him. I actually saw Coach Boone on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. My son was Sunday. I take that back. On Sunday, my son was in the Born to Compete 8th grade game, and Coach Boone was out there checking it out. So congratulations to him, man. Definitely going to get him on the show once he kind of gets situated and settled. He already said just hit him up. So congratulations to Coach Boone on that. And I'm sure Langston Hughes will get the right man in place to take over. Westminster Wildcats announcing their new head coach, and that is Nelson Stewart taking over the Wildcat programs. Got to give a shout out to Kale Lady Longhorns girls basketball head coach Kendra Bailey. She reached 200 career wins this past week, so congratulations to her on that accomplishment. And the McDonald's All-American nominees have been announced. How about 18 nominees for the girls out of Georgia? 18 nominees from Georgia on the girls' side, 21 on the boys' side. So they will bring it all down and make the final selections. So to no surprise, though, this amount being recognized and nominated from the state of Georgia. You guys always hear me say each and every week that I'm a firm believer that Georgia can make a strong case for being number one in producing the top high school student athletes. So, again, 18 girl nominations. A couple of them don't have a chance, obviously, to go through all of them. But Haley Swain, Holy Innocence, congratulations. She's one of them. Also, Hebron Christian's Ja'Kira Butler and Aubrey Beckham, also nominated on the girls' side. Holy Innocence is on the boys' side. It's Caleb Wilson, who was on the podcast, amended version of the episode. You can look that up and play that, but he was on last week. And then Jacob Wilkins, yes, son of Dominique, Grayson Rams, nominated as well. Those are just some of your nominees. Looking back at the week, Creekside basketball, the girls, man, off to a phenomenal start this season. I got a chance to catch them on Friday as they defeated Maynard Jackson 58-38. They improved to 18-0 that night, which was a game shy of their best start of the season. And then a couple of wins over the weekend. They're now actually 20-0, which is their best start in program history. But on Friday, sophomore Ciendia Dennis finishing with 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in the win. Afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Akenia Ellis on the girls' win and the start to their season.
Honestly, we just had to remind them, like, when teams just can't really walk with you, they can't walk with you. You know, sometimes you give teams energy, and they're the defending state championship team, so they're going to play hard. We just had to remind them that basketball is a game of runs. Yeah, they went on their run. We just got to make sure our run is longer, and we got to make sure there's a shorter. That's it. Right. Remind them of the energy.
Yeah.
Keep the energy up. That's it.
All right, and again, that was head coach Akenia Ellis. And again, Ciendia Dennis, sophomore, finishing with 31 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists in that one. It was Saturday. Boys basketball action. McEachern taking on Pace Academy. Pace hosting their annual Playing for a Change event that they do. Great charity event and phenomenal talent on the court all day long. And it would be McEachern getting the win over Pace Academy, 64-59 in that one. McEachern improving to 15-3 after the win. Sophomore Chase Lumpkin dropping 24 points. Here's head coach Tremaine Antrim.
And that's the great thing about this team is that every night you never know who's going to step up. I mean, last year you pretty much knew we had Ace Bailey. He was going to step up. But the great thing about this year's team is that you never know who's going to step up. So tonight, Chase Lumpkin had it going. Jaden Byers got us going in the second quarter. Put it together. And, you know, before you know it, Christian Curl set the pace. It was a good game all around.
All right, and once again, that was head coach Tremaine Antrim of McEachern, the McEachern Indians boys basketball team, off to a great start again, 15-3. And like he said, you know, obviously last year, everybody, all eyes was on Ace Bailey, who's now doing his thing at Rutgers. This year, who was it going to be? And again, that night in particular, they really had a lot of guys step up. And as you heard Coach Antrim say, it's kind of been that way all season. Just you never know who it's going to be night to night. But regardless, they're getting the contributions they need. And again, they sit at 15-3 on the season. And then finally, the girls, some more girls hoops action on Monday. Whitfield Academy hosting their For the Culture MLK Classic. And they actually took on Newton, the Newton Rams, who, again, I love this team, first of all, because they're so young and talented. But it's Newton coming out on top, 70-35. They also improved to 15-3 after the win. Sophomore London Smith leading the way with 14 points. Alyssa Sandifer dropping 12 points in the win on that one. And assistant coach Ashley Williams spoke with her afterwards about the start that the girls are having and just what they're seeing so far this season from the team.
Good energy. That was one of our main things coming off of our win from Friday. It's a close region win. Just focusing on the little things. So high energy, good defense, talking. And then our first group carried it, and then our second group carried it afterwards.
And you touched on the defense there. That was something I was going to ask you about. That was something that that stood out to me tonight. They really were, you know, intense on the defensive side of the ball. How big is that for your players, especially because you got a nice young core there?
That's the main thing, our defense. Locking in, switching up our defenses, and making sure everybody's on the same page. Going into a couple region, big region games coming up, focusing on those small defensive keys that we need to focus on is going to help us in those wins.
All right, and again, that is Newton assistant coach Ashley Williams. Newton Lady Rams off to a 15-3 start. They get into the final stretch for them, all region games. Pretty much everybody's going to be in a stretch of region games. Hard to believe, only a few weeks left of the regular season, and we'll be that march to Macon will be beginning before we know it. So that's going to do it for the prep roundup. Great stuff there, and thanks to all those coaches that allowed me to catch up with them after those games. And again, congratulations to everyone with their accomplishments that we shouted out, especially again those McDonald All-American nominees, 18 on the girls' side, 21 on the boys' side out of the state of Georgia. So we'll keep you up to date on that in regards to who eventually gets selected for the game and whatnot. All right, still to come here in the show, our student profiles got a chance to sit down and talk with Woodstock Wolverine wrestler Tyler Herring as well as Reese Hickey of the Mount Vernon Mustangs softball team. You'll hear both of those conversations and more. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.